Kumlan about Gemara is very late. So the Gemara, two dots. So Rabbi Yossi said that. Mem Zayin Omer Aleph.
So why are you there?
Because what's going on my fingers? It's four lines on the top with two dots. Okay. So the thing is, we don't. The main thing that we care about is the koyin himself. If he's the one who's mafagul, it doesn't matter what the owner of the korban thinks. Says Gemara, Maslis in our Mishnah says we don't care about the owner. The Lekhei Tana does not follow the following opinion of the Tana. Tanya bilink the Braisa, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yisi. We all have three different opinions. One of them, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yisi. He says the following: Shemaiti, I heard Shahabaili mafagli. Not only the koyin can be mafagul, but the owner of the animal also can be mafagul. In other words, the owner of the animal thought that this animal is going to be eaten for 4 days, even though the koyin had all the right thoughts. The animal is peeled. Omer of my time, Rabbi Yisi. How does he know that not only the koyin who does it, but even the owner of the animal. It says the pasuk, he kriv hamakriv korban Hashem. The owner of the animal should bring his korban to Hashem. And what do we refer to him as? Hamakriv. So he's the one who's bringing it. So therefore, he also affects the korban. This idea that someone else can have a thought and affect something else is also Rabbi Yisi. You should know that he's not the only one, but also Rabbi Lezer and also Rabbi Shimon Lazar, they all hold the same idea in different ways. Not that necessarily are synonymous, but the idea that someone else should have a thought and it should affect something else, they all agree with. If one guy thinks another guy does, it's still a valid machshav, and I'll explain to you where. Now, Rabbi Yisi, we just said the coin is bringing up the animal, and the owner of the animal has the wrong foot and it ruins the animal. But where else? Rabbi Lezer. Now we learned, according to Rabbi Lezer, we'll see how Sheikh the Fayyid is standing and shechting on behalf of a goy. We don't care if the goy is thinking, oh, this animal is going to be brought up by Avodah Zarah. The Eid, when shechted, the animal did not think about Avodah Zarah. That's kosher. Comes along Rabbi Lezer's pasul. No. If the goy thought that it's for Avodah Zarah, the animal becomes a pasul like Avodah Zarah. That's number two. Again, one guy's thinking, another guy's doing, and it impacts on it. Third case, Rabbi Shimon Lazar. It doesn't say. We don't care. Every guy, Stam guy, is Avodah Zarah, therefore the animal is possible.
Even though he brought it to
Beis HaMikdash. No, we don't do Beis HaMikdash. Stam, shechting animal, nobody's allowed to eat an animal because every guy, Stam guy, he does for Avodah Zarah. What's the third case? I've heard of Shabbos. By Shabbos, we know that one of the ideas of Shabbos is that you need to have, also we had in Matzniya, you need to have a shear. When you carry on Shabbos a mashu, a crumb, you're not chayiv on Shabbos. It has to be a mount for whatever the product that is a chashuv amount that people generally would use. So what about if for me, even though nobody thinks it's chashuv, for me it is chashuv. So then for me, the thing is that I'm chayiv. What about if I store it for myself? And somebody else takes it and walks with it. For him, it's not chashuv, but for me, it is. And someone else is walking with it. Is my chashivus also valid for that other person? Anything which is not valuable that you're not going to store it, ain't matzniya in kamoya. Nobody else stores that amount because it's not big enough. Either item is not chashuv or the quantity is not chashuv. But this particular guy said, I like it, and he hid it. Another guy came along and took it out, and says that other guy is liable for what this guy thought. So see again, someone else's thought is a effect here. Now, says the Gemara, even though they're all three seem to be saying the same thing, they're not all agreeing. What do you mean? Tavayi is Rabbi Lazar. Everyone agrees Rabbi Lazar, but Rabbi Yisi that when it comes to carbon, that person can impact. Hash to bechutz amrin and madach when we talk about things outside like avodah zarah or Shabbos. Things don't do the base of mikdash, and yet we say that someone else's machshava has an impact. Bifnim beboya, surely things on the inside by kabbonis, where it says clearly over there that machshava counts and it's all about machshava, and we call hamakriv. Everyone definitely agrees. All these three tanaim agree that the Yisrael, the owner of the animal, can impact it. Fine. Rabbi Yisi, however, Rabbi Yisi, he's the one who says about carbon does not necessarily agree with the other two. Why? Maybe only by a carbon he believes that the owner has an impact, but not when it comes to other things which does not pertain to carbon. Rab Shimon ben Elazar is the one who says by Shabbos. He said Rab Lezer agrees with Avodah Zarah. Why hash to be Shabbos Amrina and Madr by Shabbos? We say the other guys machshav making it chashav works. By Avodah Kachavim and Meboyah, surely Avodah Zarah is even worse because Avodah Zarah in a way is similar because the Torah uses the word zavech. Lilihim Yechram, when it talks about Avodah Zorah, it says, Vishach to the gods. You will be put away. So it's like a carbon. So therefore, if by Karbonis you agree that someone else is Machshava, and by Shabbos you agree, then surely by Avodah Zorah as well. But just because you hold by Avodah Zorah doesn't mean you hold by Shabbos. But Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Lozer, Dilma, Chavudam, came before him only by Avodah Zorah, Avodah Shabbos, Lachav Shabbos, Avodah Zorah. By Shabbos, the Torah wants your Machshava, so maybe it has to be Choshev. Rashi says over here, Melech, it's very important in Rashi, and it's important because all the Achreinim in Sechta Shabbos, when they talk about how important Melech's Machshavas is, and then we say, where do you know that it has to have a shear? So the only source that they bring is that it's a chesaron lo chashavas, is a rashbam ababasa, that's on base. No one brings the Rashi, it's right here. What does Rashi say here? Melech and machshavas also tell us, says Rashi, shenismicho shabbos lepashas mishkan. Shabbos is obviously... We know, how do you know Melech Machshavas is vital on Shabbos? Because it's written in the Torah right next to Mishkan, so we know whatever thoughts they had, that's what you need to have. The Vayakal. Umelech is Machshavas, Sha Oisa, Oisa, Miskav, Melech Gemurah. So you need to have in mind to do a Melech, what's a Shagig? Shagig, Shabbos. You did it, you had a mind of Melech. You just forgot it's Shabbos, I saw Mashallah, you thought it was Mutter, it's a technicality. But you had a mind, this now then Ashi says here. Vizeh Shir. What do you call it? She'enu chasha be'enav. And this particular shear, it's missing a word there. And this particular shear that is not, zeh she'en shear, zeh chashuv, if it's missing in the shear, enu miskav malachas, missing in the kavan of malachas, missing in malachas machshavas. It's not chashuv, and therefore it's as if he didn't have a mind in malachas. That's exactly what the Rashbam says in Bava Basra. And nobody quotes Rashi. Don't know why. But anyway. Hadnalo b'shamay, let's go on the next page. You should all be familiar here. We say this davening. Ezehu mekayim shazrachim. Where's the place of all the kabbanas? Kotchik, kotchim, shchitosim b'saf, and you shech them on the north side. But it doesn't mention over here that you can receive the blood on the north side. You remember we had the three opinions on the north side was parallel to Mizbeach, parallel to Mizbeach, and then, what do you call it? South of that, or west of that, towards the Beis HaMikdash, or west and south, the entire courtyard north of the Mizbeach. Anyway, but it doesn't mention about the blood. The Gemara will talk about it in a minute. Part of his Soyuz Shayyam Kippurim, the first Kabbalah we talk about is the Kabbalah Yom Kippur, the par and the Soyuz, the Aaron Kohen God brought, the par he brought for the Kohenim and the Soyuz brought for Klal Yisrael. Shechitas and Betzafan, you had to shecht him in the north. And the Gemara will bring all the Psukim, Kibul Damakli Shar Betzafan, and so too the blood has to be received in the north. Not all Kachim blood has to be received in the north. That's why he wants to mention it. Because one of them, he put a finger there before they can put it on. We'll see later where. The Daman, Tom Chazoy Menabadi, and where do you spray the sprinkle of the blood of the carbon? Of Yom Kippur, you spring the Kohen Gadol walks in, he springs it between the two bad in the post over there by the Aron. What is it called?
Staves
of the Aron, but it doesn't actually have to land on the Kapoiras. It can be it can land on the floor. It's just that he's in that direction. Then after that he goes, so that's 14 already, remember? It's 14 because you do 7 of the power, 7 of the soil. Then he does it on the parochis of the Kodesh Kodesh, that's another 14. Remember we had 43 all up. Another 14. And then he does on the Mizbeach Azav, he does again, he does over there against he does on Mizbeach Azav, he does on the Atzim wall of Mizbeach, and then he does on the corners. And by the corners, he mixes them all together. One matana over here, we said before, by Yom Kippur, by all the carbon chattas, he's missing out of spring, doesn't matter. But over here, and this matana, this carbon, the inside, every single matana matters. Shiyari Hadam, what do you do with the rest of the blood? The leftover blood they used to do on the western side, Shemberg Chitzen. The western side of the Mizbech is what's facing the Beis HaMikdash. That's the side that had that Yisoid. Remember, we learned that Yisoid goes around two. And a bit. Two sides of the Mizbech, on the western side and the northern side, and then it also goes a bit, there's an Amma going in. So it has to be done on the top of the Yisoid. But that part of it is not vital. If you didn't pour it there, it doesn't matter. He didn't pour it anywhere. Who cares what he did with it? But he didn't do it there, it doesn't matter. The carbon's. He didn't do it. I don't care what he did. He drank it. It's the carbon's still kosher.
You wouldn't use it for fertilizer.
Whatever, he didn't do it. What's it? What he did with it? Doesn't matter. Parim hanis rafi mus idim. Next case. Parim hanis rafi mus idim hanis rafi. These are the animals that are, if a koyin, these kleisol didn't have aver because the rabbis told them it's kosher, and then they didn't. What do you call it? They found out later they made a mistake. So you bring one par. It's called the helim dovah shalat tzibur. It's a problem because the whole community forgot all about it. or the seir of a Kohen Mashiach, whatever. What do you do with these animals? That these are exceptions that they would sprinkle it on the inner mizbech. They would take the fats and put it in the outer mizbech. But the animal itself, the bulk of the animal, they would burn outside the Yerushalayim. So party minus strafim sin strafim again. Shchitas and strafim they were done on the north side. We killed only the strafim and the blood was accepted on the north side. We don't talk about paroiches bechazov and their blood. This time you don't bring anything in the aron. You don't bring into the kedushim. We do it on the paroiches and the golden mizbeach. And maton achas mehen ma'akavis. So too over here, even one sprinkle is ma'akiv. And sheyor adam shem aravim. Again, they used to sprinkle the balance of the blood down on the western side. Again, if you didn't this last activity of pouring the remainder of the blood, because you did everything right, you did ready all the sprinkles that you're supposed to, and if you the balance of the blood is as ma'akiv elu ve'elu nisrafim abeis hadashim. Both of them get burnt. In the base hadashim, both of them get burnt in the base hadashim. So it's outside of Shalim. So every day they used to go with a shovel and take a little bit of ashes symbolically from the thing and put it right next to Mizbech and let it sit. There's a whole activity we learned. There was a goydel morivam miyumim defchob beis and a whole activity. There's another thing. Whenever the ashes eventually piled up in Mizbech and it was so high they couldn't work with the Mizbech anymore, they would take all the ashes and put it outside the Shalim. And that was called the beis hadoshen. So the leftovers of these parim as well were taken over there as well. It's mechutz lamachne, the pasuk says. Why is it when you list the general kachur kedoshim, you talk about shchitas mitzvah? Why don't you say generally that all of these animals are kibul dam mechli shabbat zofen? Why do you miss out until you start itemizing it? Why don't you mention kibul dam mechli shabbat zofen? Says the money. No, why? Because it's not true. Not all kachim do you receive the blood on the northern side. Which one's not? Kibun the ikah sham mitzvah, the oshem of a mitzvah, the kibul dam may be yadu, the first blood that comes out, the koyin receives it with his finger because he has to then put it on the right earlobe and the right thumb and the right toe of the koyim. So therefore, it's not true to say kibul dam b'chli shad is batzafim by all of them. So therefore, Shaidi left it out. You know what you're talking about? We know even the Hashem Mitzvah eventually has to go into a keli and then they sprinkle them mizbeach. Moktani l'olakama. We did, and later on it does mention when it goes through the details, the Hashem Mitzvah does mention that kibul dam b'chli shad batzafim. See what it says. It says later on, Oshem Nozim Hashem Mitzvah shchitasim batzafim kibul dam b'chli shad batzafim. Says the Gemara, you're right. Mikara Sava, first in the beginning of the Mishnah, I didn't want to learn it because the first activity you do with the Hashem Mitzvah is your finger. So therefore, I left it out. But the fact is, there were two kohenim standing by Hashem Mitzvah. One stands there with the finger, and as soon as he finishes, which takes a second, the other kohen stands there with the keli and receives the rest of the blood. So therefore, we mentioned later that the silver kibbutz shah, but we don't mention in the beginning because it's not the first thing that they do. The fact is, he also had another kohen standing there, and you need to accept the rest of the blood in the keli. And we so therefore, how the Tanya mentioned later on? The Tanya.
What do you mean? Who's the sava of the yad?
The first kohen.
No. The Mishnah first thought that because the first kohen is not a klei shor b'yad, it doesn't fit in to say that you make a general rule that all the kohenim kibul dam klei shor. But then, since then he thought about it, since the fact of the matter is you need the second kohen as well, the first kohen on its own, if you walk away you puzzle. So therefore, he could say the kibul dam klei shor b'tzafon, and you do need that as well. It's vital. So therefore, he mentions it later. Says he going to write. The Tanya we learn by an Oshem Mitzayda, it says the Lokach, the Kohen should take the blood of Oshem, and then it says the Kohen should place it on the right earlobe and so on and so forth. It says the Lokach, and the Bray says Yochel, I would have thought Bekedi like every other carbon, you have it standing there with a vessel and you accept all the blood. So we say no, because it says right in the pasuk the Lokach Hakoyin the dam and the Nosan Hakoyin Atnuchoizen. So it seems like there's nothing in between. The blood lands on the finger of the kohen, and straight away he takes that finger and he places it on the right earlobe. Tamalim mevenos and manisin about the kohen. The kohen himself, on finger after kich about the kohen. The kohen Yochav thought Abba Mizbeach kohen. We know that the blood of Hashem Mitzayda also has to be sprinkled on his back. I would have thought it's from the blood remaining on his finger. And we learn later on from another pasuk that you have to spray on the mizbech as well. It says in the pasuk that you should just like the chatas is this oshem. The oshem has the same name as chatas. And what do we know about that? Ma chatas to unikli. Just like a chata by an oshem mitzvah, it says that he has the same name as chatas. Just like every chatas requires a vessel to receive the blood, av osham ton kli also needs a keli to receive the blood. Nitzas atayim, it comes out that osham mitzayde shnei koyinim mekabim mizdomo. There are two koyinim standing there, echad biyad veechad bekli. One guy is with his hand with the keli. Zeh shekibla bekli. The one who took with the keli boloi eitzam mizbeach. The one who took with the keli, he's the guy who approaches the mizbeach and they sprinkle the blood from there. Zeh shekibla yad boloi eitzam mizbeach. The guy who receives the finger, he's the one who goes to koyin and puts it on his ear. So you're telling me that also the Yom Kippur things also have to be on the north side. Now, where do we know the idea of the north side? By a carbon oil. Merdi tzofen ba'oiluksi. By an oil, it says by an oil. And everything else be equate to oil. So shouldn't the Mishnah have mentioned first oil before we talk about anything else? Chata, so why do we mention chatas first? We're talking about hell, you know, parvus soyjem kippurim, says the Gemara, no, why? Aidi, the osim midrasha, because a chatas, since it's the start of furish in the Torah, you had to equate it to an oile, chavivalei. The Mishnah, this particular Tana, likes to learn things that you learn not mefurish, but from a derivative. Says the Gemara, v'nisne, so why don't you mention chatas? So then why don't you talk about the outside chatas and so on? Why have to talk about parvus soyjem kippurim first? If you like no drushes, and for the Gemara, Aidi, the nichnes doma lefnai lefnim. This particular chatas is not stam chatas. This chatas, what did he do? The Kohen Gadol walked inside and he sprinkled it against the Aron itself, the Bein Abadim. Chaviv alei, before he likes this one. And that's why he wants to start with this one. Now the Gemara analyzes. If it's fine about Eilech Ksiva, where does it say by Noila Yishashacht on the north side? Veshachat Oysa Ayerech HaMizbech Tzafoyna. It says the Pazi Yishashacht on the north side for the Eibishter. Ashkan, all we know from this pasuk is ben tzoin. All we know is we're talking about cattle, ben bokum and olon. How do you know? Sheep. How do you know ben bokum cattle as well? How do you know that? On makro, it says in the next pasuk, v'im min hatzoin. It says in one pasuk, v'shochet oisoi. When it says you should shecht it, what are we talking about? The pasuk before that says tzoin. So we're talking about, you know, sheep. So how do you know that what's written before that, cattle, is also included? So we said, because it says ve'im min hatzoin, that means whatever it's talking about before the pasuk. So you have pasuk tes yud aleph, and pasuk yud, it talks about tzoin. Yud aleph, it talks about you should do it on the north side. And the beginning of pasuk, it starts with a vav, and if. So what? It's a conjunction of, so therefore it brings forward what's written in pasuk tes and earlier. We talked about cattle as well, and therefore they're all included. So you ve'im min hatzoin, vav moisiv al inyan rishon, and therefore how it works is, the yilmid ech elimet tachlis. So here's a modern zach. Usually, when it says above, the second thing you learn from the first. Here, you're saying you learn the first thing from the second, because the pasuk of north is after written after the second thing, and you're going to say that vav ve'im min hatzoin comes to connect the pasuk before, which is bokar, and you're going to take that and learn bokar from what says later on. You're learning what's written first from later on, and that is not so simple. Says the Gemara, it's not so simple. Those who say that you can learn an earlier pasuk from a later pasuk, okay? The others, they know. You learn the later, you compare the later pasukim to the earlier pasukim. You don't compare the earlier pasukim to the later pasukim. So how do you know that it works also by Bakr? The Tanya, we learned, how do you know there's such a machlekes b'chlav? That's what you learn the earlier pasuk from a later pasuk. How do you know? The Tanya, we learned, by an Asham Toli, we know that you bring an Asham Vada if you know for sure you did an Avera, and those Averas you didn't know for sure you did, you do bring an Asham Toli. That you know, an Asham, like, you have two Chatichas, there's two pieces of meat. One was kosher, one was treif. And you ate one, and you don't know which one you ate. So what do? You bring an Asham Toli, and if one day you find out you definitely ate today, if you bring a carbon, then. But if you didn't, at least you brought an Asham Toli. Now, the question is, when do we bring an Asham Toli? For every Aveda you're doubtful about, or there's certain rules in place?
Why shouldn't Asham Toloi cover it without bringing it?
Because that's what it does. It's Toloi. All the Toloi means it's in suspense. It's hanging. As long as you don't know, the Abish says that's good enough. But the moment you know, it's not, you know where you did a Defleveda, you got to do the right shiva. There's protocols. So it says in the Pasuk, V'im Nefesh. So the Pasuk says that if a person committed a sin and did kol achar b'kol mitzvah Hashem that you shouldn't do, and then you bring an Ashim. So it says in the Pasuk, V'im Nefesh. And the Pasuk before that it says, and that's Pasuk Yudzayin. The Pasuk before that it says, and if a person sinned b'shgoga, you bring a carbon, Ashim, you committed a sin. So this pasuk, this v'im nefesh, is talking about where you're not sure. And the first pasuk before that, v'im nefesh achas sechem b'shgogim ma'amah oris ba'asoisa, is talking about you did, but you know exactly what you did. So they would say like this: v'im nefesh, and if what's the second pasuk coming to add? L'chayiv al sofik me'ilas asham toli. We know that if you steal from the Beis Hamikdash, you shouldn't be using something you did a me'ila. If you did a b'mezid, you chayiv misaf. If you did a b'shogig, you got to pay the money back. But also, you bring an asham me'ilas. You bring a carbon asham. What happens if it's a suffix? You had two animals in front of you. One was hegdish, one was fulun, and then you don't remember which is which. And you had hanor from one of the animals. So it's a suffix of asham me'ilas. Do you bring a carbon asham toli even in such a case? We know you bring an asham toli by chelev. I just gave an example. We know by chelev, by isal chattas. What about asham me'ilas? Do you bring by a suffix or not? So Bekiva says yes. The chom says no. What's the machlekes? The purpose of bringing Lashon Tolu is to protect you from being punished. It's not a kapara. Kapara is you need to know what you did in Avera before you can be atoned. The idea of Lashon Tolu is to make sure David doesn't punish you for what you did. So what's a machlekes? My lav luchayda, that exactly is a machlekes. Masava, one of them holds that lemedim, that you learned the pasuk before from the pasuk after. That the later pasuk says Asham Tolui, and therefore we're gonna the pasuk before, which talks about, let's say Asham Meilas, we're gonna learn from the later pasuk Asham Tolui that what you bring Asham Tolui there as well. By Meila, the pasuk before talks about Meila, the next pasuk is about Asham Toli, to tell you that what we take the later pasuk and you make it forward that we're going to learn. You bring also an Asham. You learn that the earlier pasuk, which is Meila, is going to learn from the next pasuk that even here you bring an Asham Toli. However, the Chacham say, no, ain't the maiden. That's the machlekes. So we see there's a machlekes whether you learn or you don't learn from the later pasuk. So our question is, then how do you know that that it goes even by cattle, not just by tzoyn? So the Gemara, this idea that you're making a machlekes, I don't agree with. Oh, but a papa, no, kuli am the maiden. There is no such machlekes. Everyone agrees that you learn the earlier pasuk from the later pasuk, and therefore we learn bakar from tzoyn, and there's no problem. How are we going to say the machlekes? By me'ila, by ainu time that abundant. You know what the machlekes, you know what the abundant is? Nema kan. This is what's going on here. It says over here in the pasuk, by when it talks about the Asham Tolu, it says, achas mikol mitzvah Hashem. Remember, it says by chatas chelev. It says also by chatas chelev, by regular korm chatas. It says over there, the mitzvahs asher lo tasel. It says the mitzvahs as well. So malahal, let's have a gzeir shava. Malahal and dover. When you bring a chatas, we all know the rule. We'll learn the sata krisis that in the first mishnah. When dover shechayovin alz doina kodesh. When you bring korm chatas, only if you have done it deliberately, you get kodesh. Vaalz gogos chatas. Then you bring a chatas for the shaygik. Afkan, so too, when it comes to Asham Toli, Shechayovin Al Zdoina Kodesh, when it comes to Asham Toli, you only bring an Asham Toli on those Avedas, like by Chelev, you don't know if you ate it or not. An Aveda that if you didn't purpose, you would get Kodesh, well, go say Chattas. That's what they hold. Therefore, when it comes to Me'ila, you don't get Kodesh, you get Misa B'dei Shemayim, not Kodesh. So therefore, there's no Asham Toli when it comes to Me'ila. However, that's Chacham. Abba Kiva learns no. I also agree with the Gezei Shavah, but I use it for something else. What do I use it for? Now, just like malahal, just like a karma chattas, is kavua. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, you always have to bring the same karma chattas. Remember, we had a concept that if you did carbon oil of the yodid, let's say if you became tameh, what kind of carbon do you bring? You walk the base of Migdash. What kind of carbon do you bring oil of the yodid? Or you swore, you know, and you shouldn't have sworn, and you bring a carbon oil of the yodid. But all other chattas are fixed. So that's what the Gezer Shav is. When do you bring an Asher Toli only for a chattas that's fixed? Bekvua, afkan bekvua. Here also, it has to be fixed. Lafuke chattas, the tumas migdash rikudoshav. So therefore, there's no asham toli if you're not sure over there, but there's a chattas of a migdash rikudoshav. The oil of the yedu is not included. But Rabbanon, they say, look, you agree with us, the Yeshava, and the Yeshava Machta. You can't, if you agree with the Yeshava, you can't just learn one thing from it. You have to learn everything, including what we're saying over here is that there's no Asham Milas unless there's a Kurus. So there's no Asham Tolui when it comes to Mila, because there's no Kurus by Mila. By Mila, you get Misav De Shemaim. And they're not the same. Kurus is 60 years old, Misav De Shemaim, 70 years old, Kurus, kids never pass away. By Misav De Shemaim doesn't happen. Two different punishments. But Rabbi Kiva Nami, and the Yeshava Machta, what's that for Rabbi Kiva? How can he have his Yeshava unlimited? He must have a ribui to countervene or against or go against the the Gzeres Shavim. What is that? Inochinami v'hocha b'hakmi v'gila b'kiva b'kiva shava. It says v'im nefesh si vav moisiv al inyilishin. He holds that the vav comes to add. So you have a Gzeres Shavim which comes to limit. It's similar to a chatas. Then you have the im it comes to add. So I'm saying it comes to add by me'ila, and it comes to limit a chatas kavua. But Rabban Nami knew Rabban Takah. They also have that increase of vav v'im nefesh. So Lema, let us say, this is machlekes. Mar Sava, one of them holds hekesh odiv. One of them holds that a hekesh is stronger than a gzeidah shavim, and therefore v'im. That's Rabbi Akiva. V'im overrides the gzeidah shavim of mitzvahs. Umar Sava, chom hol gzeidah shavim odiv. Gzeidah shavim is better, and therefore mitzvahs cancel the vav of v'im, and therefore they hold there's no asher tali by milas. Talking about the Gemara says, I don't like that. Kuliyam a hekesh odiv. Everyone agrees that a hekesh is stronger than a shavim, which is pretty odd. Because Rashi has a shittim sechta sukkah that a hekesh you can make up your own hekeshim. But Gzeri Shava, everyone agrees it has to be Moshe Messinai. How can even be opinion that says that a hekesh is stronger than Gzeri Shava? But anyway, Ba'amiloch, Rabbanan will say that in this case of here, the hekesh come and tell you, Tachnu the Gama me'elyon. The hekesh va'av is telling you here that the Gzeres Shavah tells you that's it. No asham ilus, only kodesh. What does the va'av come to tell you? In this case, it's telling you, let's take the second pasuk and learn from the first, and not take the first and learn from the second. So forget milus. So what are we learning? The gama me'elyim. We're learning the second pasuk and the first. That la asham. But this asham is bekesef shkolim. That in other words, we know that all kabbalas there's no minimum how much the carbon has to be worth. Except one carbon, an ashram. Carbon ashram has to be worth two shkalim, which is, and the Rabbeinu Yain explains why taka and ashram totally has to be so expensive. Doesn't even make sense. And he says, very simple. If a person did an aveda, you feel tshuva, you feel guilty, and you'll do tshuva anyway. So it's nominal, carbon, you're happy. When you didn't really do an aveda, or you're not tshuva in an aveda, it's so easy to convince yourself, I did nothing wrong. And you'll never do tshuva. So therefore, it has to cost you. When something costs you, then you realize, hey, this is serious stuff. That's why Rabbi Nina says carbon ashram costs more ashram toli than all other commodities. And that's what the Gzeres Shavah to tell you here. Now this ashram toli that you're bringing has to be worth. You would have thought I'm bringing it in the place of a chatas. The chatas itself, if I did it for sure, I bring a chatas that could be worth a cent. And now if I'm not even sure I didn't have eight, I should pay more. You would think it doesn't make sense. Why should I pay $2? Commercial, yes. So the Toyma lo yei sveik ha-chom v'adi. You shouldn't think, how can the Sofi be more strict than the Vade? My Vade chatas baz danka. I pay a sixth of a coin. No, it's just a nominal figure, really nothing. Av sveik ha-oshem bar danka. V'rabbonon, high svorim and all that. How does he taka know that you have to pay more money? If he uses the hekesh to teach you that there's an oshem toli by an asham me'ilas, by a me'ila, it's a Sofik, how does he know this idea you have to pay more? Nafkele, he learns out from it says, the pasuk, the zayis toida sa asham. This is the toida of the asham, which you learn now. Toida achas lechol ashamis. All ashamis are the same. Even asham totally is the same. Second one, teinach mani say toidas. We're almost finished. This makes sense if you believe in the word toida. That toida incorporates every single kind. And so on. Man the less late Torah maker, the one who doesn't hold of this concept of Torah. What does he learn? Gomar, he learns out be'erkecha. He learns out from be'erkecha. By an asham toli, it says the word be'erkecha, you value, and by an asham gzeil, it says be'erkecha as well. And we learn out from by me'ilas, it says be'erkecha, and there you pay two shkalim. So everywhere it says be'erkecha, you pay two shkalim, including asham toli. Okay, all those ashamas that says the word be'erkecha, we know you have to pay two shkalim. But asham shichru loisi be'erkecha, but asham of a woman, a charufa, you know, who's married a half, you know, and half and half, ma'i klamen, what do you say then? So what it says, goma, we learn that from another shava, by an asham it says be'el, and it says another place it says be'el, and so therefore, we make a shava be'el, be'el, that all ashamas have to have $2, minimum $2. We'll stop here.